USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. is going to keep putting economic and political pressure on Iran's government to change their ways. The secretary met with military leaders on Tuesday and says this is not a new problem.
We all have to remember this isn't just 2.5 years or 5 years. This is 40 years of Iranian activity that has led us to this point.
As to the U.S. sending 1,000 more troops to the Middle East,
we are there to deter aggression. President Trump does not want war, and we will continue to communicate that message while doing the things that are necessary to protect American interests.
Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan is stepping aside. The president tweeted that Shanahan is removing himself for consideration for the permanent position. The president says Army Secretary Mark Esper will be the new acting Secretary of Defense. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi. I'm Captain Obvious, and every day, thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like a picture of Kyle pretending to put his fingers on top of another national monument, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Kyle, it's that you hate that he's there, and you're sitting in a bathroom stall at work. Don't hate like Kyle's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Hundreds of millions of dollars in U.S. foreign aid is being cut to El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The cuts in the U.S. foreign aid to those Central American countries is over their inability to help stem the flow of illegal immigrants traveling to Mexico and then eventually to our southern border. State Department spokeswoman Morgan Ortegas describes the cuts to the so-called Northern Triangle.
We will not provide new funds for programs in those countries until we are satisfied the Northern Triangle governments are taking concrete actions to reduce the number of illegal migrants coming to the U.S. border.
Another American vacationing in the Dominican Republic has died. A 55-year-old New Jersey man was found dead in his hotel room last Thursday. This is the ninth American tourist to mysteriously and suddenly pass away while visiting the country. The mysterious deaths are not isolated to one location or area, and toxicology reports for several of the tourists are still pending. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
On Monday, the Washington Post Live sat down with Ted Cruz, Republican senator from Texas, and they had discussed many issues regarding the First Amendment, from the doctored video that came out not too long ago regarding House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, to the censorship of Alex Jones, to YouTube's handling of a comedian and conservative pundit Steven Crowder. Now, Cruz references back to a Senate hearing that was held not too long ago where he was trying to get answers out of these big tech companies, and he says he had a little bit of a difficult time getting a straight answer regarding what is hate speech.
So the broad rubric hate speech is used. So, for example, some of the questions I asked Facebook, are the following statements hate speech? Is the statement marriage is the union of one man and one woman, is that hate speech? Should that be silenced? Now, you may disagree with it, but is that a view that must be silenced from the public square? Is the statement there are two genders, men and women? Is that hate speech? All of those questions, by the way, Facebook refused to answer. They won't say if, I asked Twitter and Facebook, if someone quotes verbatim from the Torah, from the Bible, or the Koran, says nothing else but simply quotes from one of those sources, is that hate speech? Would that be censored? They won't answer.
Cruz also pointed out that roughly 70% of Americans are getting their news from social media. Please remember, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.